The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158.
Yeah.
It's Gil Alexander. That's Kelly Bidlin, everybody.
Hey.
Chris Felica coming up. Steve Fezzik coming up. It's our favorite hour. Crack is a favorite hour, too. It's hard to choose between these 2 hours. It's hard to choose. And any hour that features Kelly Bidlin as well.
Oh, thanks, man.
All those hours.
What a guy.
Well, because I was saying that, then I was thinking to myself, I was like, that's not very nice. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Bruce Dobigan. Montrealers all used to go to Wells Beach in Maine for the shuffleboard and saltwater taffy. I left my fillings there, he said. Thanks, Bruce. A little TMI, but okay.
What year is this?
I don't know. Michael Burns. Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. Lobster at the dock on the picnic table. Unreal.
Boom,
yes.
Boom. Does anything get better, too, than a lobster roll in Maine right on the side of the road by the water?
Nothing. PAW is a little upset with the Maine talk. He says, show's becoming too bougie. He's like, hope it returns to form. Long summer coming.
When I was talking about polo the other day, yes, so it could be worse.
You were totally talking about polo. I don't know what's PAW, I'm with you. I don't know what's happening. It's a loose thing. I can't rein it back in. Chris Felica, he's bougie. Ladies and gentlemen, comes to us from his castle in Connecticut. You know him as the Bear. He runs the Bear Pod Empire over there at Fox Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Felica, F-A-L-L-I-C-A. To give us horse racing picks, soccer picks, college basketball picks, and then the good stuff, NFL draft. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Now you have me dreaming about heading down to Clinton, Connecticut to the lobster landing for a good lobster roll.
Man, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds fantastic.
Sounds great.
It's not as bougie as Maine, but a little red shack right on the coast in Clinton.
I love that comment. Show's becoming too bougie. The main talk.
We get JVT back on to crush us all.
Polo over here.
Exactly.
All right. Let's start with the Felica brand staples. Let's start with horse racing. What do you have?
Yeah, unfortunately last week Cornucopian did not get home. So we're our great numbers that we have that Caesars William Hill wouldn't let you bet that they would have won those bets on. 45-1 or even faster than that didn't get there. So we'll see. Maybe he'll get to the Preakness and win that. But tomorrow, the things can bet on the Gazelle, the big card at Aqueduct and the Wood Memorials tomorrow, and the Gazelle Stakes is tomorrow, which is a 3-year-old filly race, and that's the race I have a bet in. I bet the number four, or I like the number four, is early on. Safi Joseph's horse, who is the second time out against winners in this race, 6-1 morning line. I think this horse was much the best at Colonial last race out. And I think if you look at the favorite, Ballerina D'Oro, who's even money for Chad Brown, that horse is kind of pace dependent. And it doesn't look like there's a ton of pace in here. So I think early on, number four is get the jump on Ballerina D'Oro and pulls the minor upset.
Okay. My response to we're too bougie is, what are your horse racing picks?
Exactly.
How about soccer? You got Everton in a double chance here with Arsenal?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Everton is a team that's lost once in their last 10 Premier League matches, obviously. Lost 1-0 to my squad, Liverpool, the other day in a good match. They played much better since Moyes has come over. Arsenal's not a team that's going to be scoring a lot of goals. Everton tends to defend very well. It feels like this could be a 1-1, a nil-nil, and maybe even Everton pull out a 1-0 type win. It's just going to depend on how they bounce back from the Merseyside Derby the other day. Everton probably out of obviously Everton staying up. Arsenal really no real chance for the Prem title, but a win would put a little bit of pressure. But I think Everton at home -105 with a double chance is the way to go.
Okay, and I'm sure you heard it. You and Dr. Bob are simpatico. You like the Houston Cougars plus the points as well against Duke.
Yeah, I was listening to Dr. Bob, and I can't believe you're taking him away from the Dad of the Year award. That's very, even though he didn't sound too broken up about not having to take his kids to school. But yeah, I like Houston in this game. I think the line is a little bit disrespectful, and Dr. Bob hit on it too, just the way that Duke blew at Alabama. And we knew, everyone knew Alabama was going to shoot like one of a million from three-point range after they lit it up against BYU. That was the easiest thing to see coming in the world. But if you kind of hit on it too. Like you look at the ACC and you look at the Big 12, The ACC was down bad this year. Yeah, they ran through it. Big 12 was a much better conference. Houston ran through that. They've got 7 wins against top 15 KenPom teams this year. Duke's got 4. And if you look at, like, the comparative ratings and you take a look at, like, KenPom, take a look at Horvick, you take a look at, like, Haslam, the ratings got this game at a pick. I think the way that game went last year in the Sweet 16, I know it's a completely different Duke team, but Houston was up 6 when Shedd got hurt in that game. They're probably going to win and probably going to go to the Final Four last year. A lot of those players from Houston are back. They scored 35 points in 27 minutes after Shedd got hurt. I think there's a little bit of we have another opportunity to advance to the national championship game with the win over Duke. I like Houston plus the 5.5 here.
And how are you betting the other game?
I'm betting it Florida team total over 81.5. I'll believe it when I see it with Jahni Broome being healthy. It did not look good. Even when he came back in the game, he grabbed the rebound with the left arm, one-handed, flung it down, hit the 3. We'll see. So I bet over 81.5 Florida team total, because I think obviously if he's gone on the defensive end, that will really help Florida get the second chance opportunities. And I think if you can find an under 29.5, I know exists here, Broome combined points and rebounds, that might be something to look at as well.
Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball. And of course, as famously as the Dodgers out to an 8-0 start and the Padres out to a 7-0 start, you have the Atlanta Braves, who are out to the old 0-7 start. Didn't see that coming necessarily. No. You have a bet.
No. Yeah, I know they're going to get Spencer Strider and Ronald Acuña Jr. back, but 0-7, and it's 162 games, sure, but they made the playoffs last year with 89 wins, and we had that great number on them to miss the playoffs last year, and they just got in. So now you're already spotting the Dodgers and Padres, two teams that you're going to be obviously competing with one of them for a wild card spot. You're spotting them seven wins. Like that is, you got to go, 89 and 55, whatever it is now, the rest of the way to get to 89. And the Giants obviously look better with the new manager. Arizona will be better over the course of the season. You've got the Mets and the Phillies in the division as well that you're in. Like, plus 180 to miss the playoffs on the Braves. I think we'll see what happens now. I mean, they got a series in Chicago coming up with Cubs. They drop another couple of games here. I think you're going to see that number drop even more.
And the always fun worst record market. Yeah. You have made a bet there as well.
Yeah, I bet the Rockies plus 150 to have the worst record. The rotation is not good. At some point, they're going to be bringing up a bunch of prospects like Zach Veen, once they can control the contract time a little bit more. The White Sox might just be okay this year. They may not be like 49 wins bad, but I think if you get the Rockies a plus 150, like I said, in a division with the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and Diamondbacks, like there aren't very many wins to come by in that division. Kind of feels a little bit like the White Sox were last year in the Central with the Tigers and the Twins and the Guardians as well.
Okay, I saved the good stuff for last, the best stuff for last.
Yeah.
Because there's something about the NFL draft when we start talking about it, it just moves everything else to the side. Some position market bets you have made, starting with Jackson Dart, of course, quarterback out of Ole Miss, largely considered to be the third quarterback to go, but who knows in the end. 24.5 is his number draft position. You went which way?
I went under. I think, again, will he be the second quarterback off the board? Who knows, depending on what mock and what you believe about Shedeur Sanders, but wouldn't the Pittsburgh Steelers be a very logical spot? I think at 21, even if they sign Aaron Rodgers, you need a quarterback moving forward. Maybe Jackson Dart falls there, but I think he's the guy where there's a lot of buzz around him right now. So I did go under 24.5, and I saw some pretty short numbers, like a plus 350 or a plus 400 on him being the second quarterback taken, which I wouldn't play that, just because it seems like that's not fair. But I do think he is a selection in the top 24 picks.
This one definitely caught our eye because there's a lot of mocks that have the Raiders going Ashton Jeanty, but his draft position is 9.5, and you go over here.
I did go over just because the Raiders have a ton of needs. And I know Pete Carroll's an old school guy who likes to run the ball and a running back. But if you're the Raiders and you have all of these needs. You can take a Jalen Walker from Georgia and an offensive lineman. Maybe you don't got to take a tight end because you got Brock Bowers, but they have so many needs. Wouldn't you rather take either an offensive lineman or a pass rusher? And then at the top of the second round, this is a deep running back draft, whether it's Trevion Henderson, someone who Chip Kelly is familiar with from Ohio State, Caleb Johnson from Iowa, Dylan Sampson is there. It feels like the bang for your buck, taking an impact player at a position other than running back at six, and then taking the running back with the fifth pick of the second round. That seems like the way to go for me. I mean, and it allows you still to potentially have Jenke go to the Bears at 10, which I still wouldn't do either.
Yeah, Raiders at six, by the way, just to clarify. And if it were anybody but Pete Carroll, you know, this would seem obvious, but who knows? Who knows what he's thinking?
I'm betting that. I'm telling like Chris. That, when Chris Felipe comes
plus
on,
money on that, I got plus 140 on over 9.5.
So I think that's a good bet. I agree with the Raiders. Got too much else to do. They shouldn't be worried about running back. And if Chris Felica's telling me that, who's watched way more Ashton Jeanty than I have.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that. Along. Y'all just got to convince Pete Carroll of that.
great running back, but I don't think the drop-off is that far to the guys we were talking about who they could get a top round to.
Makes sense. Lastly, Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan, 19.5.
Under. I went under on this. I mean, the Colts are mocked basically in every draft to pick a tight end, whether it be him or Tyler Warren. We saw the impact that Brock Bowers had on an offense last year. You got Anthony Richardson in a quarterback situation where you need an offensive player, security blanket, under 19.5 for me on level.
Spectacular segment, Christopher. Thank you as always.
Thank you, sir.
The Bear, El Oso, right here. Fezzik next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here from Augusta, rather, to the NFL Draft, MLB, the NBA, and NHL playoffs. Let me say that again. The NBA and NHL playoffs and the Kentucky Derby. VSiN Pro has you covered all summer long for just $59. Sign up now and get expert picks, including all our best bets for the Masters. Exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. Plus, our Kentucky Derby betting guide and NFL betting guide. When it drops this summer, setting you up for a winning football season. Every sport, every edge, one price. Get full VSiN Pro access from now through August 1st for just $59 at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from David J. I literally watched the Arizona-Washington over plus 4.5 in first five line drop from plus 108 to minus 106 in real time after your chat. Oh, talking to Adam Burke after the chat on the show here with me and Kelly. You've made it. Sincerely, a fan. David J., a fan, he says. This is from JC. Definitely getting too bougie. Get some hyphy juice and Hennessy and let's get back to normal. Go Dubs. I'm with you, man. The main talk, it's out of control. Speaking of which, Newsegg, nothing better than the seafood in Maine. Got to try the seafood pie at the steakhouse in Wells, Maine. The steak is obviously incredible, but that seafood pie is amazing. If you want to get away from people for a while, Maine is the way to go. Thought you were going to say seafood pie again. And Rick Ollier, hey guys, happy Final Four weekend. I'm sitting here sipping tea with my pinky out and wanted to know your thoughts on high-end art and perhaps the best route to take my yacht while traveling the Mediterranean. Quote, hashtag a bougie game. Yeah, I don't know what's happened today and yesterday with the polo. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well, of course, behind the glass, because it's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
I was going to take a sip of water, but it's too quick. Ladies and gentlemen, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, it's Steve Fezzik in the hizzy.
Hearing about you guys talk about Maine, I just want to go ahead and rewatch Mystic Pizza and head to New England.
Well, there's the cash. Movie reference is cashed. There it is. I guess that's a movie reference because he said a movie's name. How are you, sir? You good?
I'm excellent. I'm thinking to myself, Gilly and I are going to play tennis right after.
Yes.
And Gilly was compromised the last time we played. We split and You were like the injury report, some digestive issues.
I'm fine now.
And now you're fine and you're looking thinner.
Yeah.
And money's pouring in against me.
You know what's better than Ozempic? Canker sore in your mouth.
I have a, I have a little pimple underneath my nose, okay, and it's like unbelievably painful.
You want to you want to start with Dr. Bob and his work ethic.
I love Dr. Bob because he's like he doesn't need to like price every single game on the board, and I'd be the first to tell him like, hey, you know what? You know, you don't have to have like 38 plays, you know, and no human can do that, but he does it.
Yes.
And by contrast, this is my pet peeve. I'm going to throw people under the bus. I'm sorry. One of the things like I see, like it's the end of August, right? And here comes like a big group of betting specialists or someone in the gaming industry, and they're going out and they're having a binger in Vegas, like 1 week before the season starts. Right. And here everybody is, you know, playing their roulette in their Keno, pulling their slot machines. And I'm like, why would I ever want to like, you know, be associated with their purchase that those person's picks that are basically coming out and saying we are complete square balls and we're just here to like have a good old time and gamble like dumbos.
No, I mean, honestly, I gave the example of when we used to go to Sloan and the sports betting part of the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference at MIT years ago, we would sort of go off to the side and do our own thing. And Bob would never be with us because Bob was always back at his hotel room doing stuff. And I just remember 1 year being like, maybe like not do the Sun Belt tonight and just like come out.
Yes.
And it was like against his DNA to even consider such a thing.
Well, and just think about the Sloan is in March. What rational human being that actually bets for a living would possibly, give up, 4 days to travel to Boston in March? Versus and it's a big money-making thing.
End of February, but he was on a panel.
Same thing.
And he'd only go because he was on a panel. Right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't even go to begin with. You have another pet peeve, sir, which I was like going through your tweets, and things make you angry. Some things make you super angry. But you said, my pet peeve, guys who don't want to lay big vig in a hockey or baseball game, since we're on the subject of your pet peeves, and then try to engineer clever, cheaper VIG options like betting the team to win in regulation in hockey or to not bat in the bottom of the ninth in MLB.
Yeah, it drives me bonkers. The reason being is that, I mean, these bookmakers, it's just a chart, right? So, like, if you can bet, like, a team to a favorite minus 170, or you can bet that home team to not bat in the bottom of the ninth and get a much cheaper price because they could win in the bottom of the ninth, or they could win in the bottom of the 10th. And basically, whatever it's worth, 50 cents, 55 cents, it's all being priced correctly. So don't think you're getting a bargain to play an alternative line like that on a big favorite. You're still playing the big favorite is where I'm getting it. I mean, you're not laying a big VIG, but you're still paying the tax. You pay it one way or another. And I would argue you're paying probably more of a tax going to this alternative, because at least when you're just playing the money line, if you like the Tigers today, just play them, minus the 240 or whatever the price is. You don't have to try to get too cool for school and find a cheaper way to play it.
Okay, there are exceptions to everything, though, with Steve Fezzik. You will find this out about him. Yes, he hates parlays, but there are some instances where parlays are justified. And you, sir, one of those justifications is a correlated parlay, and you have one in one of the two Final Four games.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit because, like, I'm very much anti-parlay when the two plays have nothing to do with each other. Base winner and I go back and forth on this. Having said that, if you're a winning player and you put everything in parlays, your ROI actually spikes through the roof. Your variance does also. So you could make the case that way. You're going to make more money per dollar wagered and you can circumvent some limits. But pulling back the curtain, so we have a situation here with Duke Houston. I think there's a double correlated parlay here. Hmm. If I come to you from the future and I say, Gil?
Yes.
There were 120 points scored in this game.
Yeah.
Who would you like to bet, Duke or Houston?
I'll take the points, thank you.
There are 155 points scored in this game.
I'll lay the points, thank you.
So that's one correlation that clearly the higher scoring the game is, the more likely Duke, boat races them. The second correlation is a little sneaky. Todd Wishnev's a king at this. We're all good at it, obviously, is that if Houston is covering in the end game, Houston will probably be down 1, 2, 3, or 4 points, or up 1, 2, 3, or 4 points. So there won't be fouling in the final 3 minutes immediately.
The non-foul zone, we call it.
Exactly. Yeah. By contrast, if Duke is ahead and covering by 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that's going to be a very long final 3 minutes, and you're going to probably get an extended game, and so it would be more likely the game will go over. So Duke is correlated to the over, And Houston clearly correlated to the under. So you've got the great Pioneer had just come on saying he likes Houston and he's looking to the under. So the correlated parlay makes a lot of sense. Put me down for that. Kelly is an official play. Take Houston plus five parlay to the under 136.5.
Nice tease for the old G Bank official best bets coming up. Nice to that. And for those who missed, again, for those who are newer to betting, who might have missed what we were talking about there in the middle, I think the Houston plus the points with a low total makes sense to a lot of people. And if the total were 30 points higher, Duke minus the points makes sense. What we were referring to there in the middle was the end game situations in college basketball, in pro too, but college it's really pronounced, which is when a team is beating another, let's say by 4 points, right, as the clock is winding down, there is no incentive to foul. They believe in their minds, we just get a stop, we get a score, we get one more stop, we can win this ball game. But there is a, and we all know this from college basketball gone by more than we do recently, but certainly when it's an elimination thing, and certainly at a tight here in the Final Four, if you are down 7-8, then it's the foul fest. Then it's the, okay, and or it's we got to Jim Valvano this now.
Exactly. Jim Valvano famously invented this for those who weren't around or back in 1982. Valvano, in the first round of the tournament, his team trailed Pepperdine with like a minute to play down.
That's right.
Eight, started hacking. Pepperdine's 85% free throw shooter missed two of them. And NC State should have been eliminated in
that
game.
They won in double overtime. Was that the double overtime game?
I can't recall. I do remember there's like a little dude on Pepperdine that was talking smack. And, you know, Lo, you're nothing, ACC. You're going home. Not so much.
Not so much. They win that. And of course, they famously win the title against Houston. Fi Slamma wasn't worth a damma, as we used to say back then. That was 1983, by the way.
The altitude got the Hakeem.
What about the elevation?
Hakeem.
Olajuwon used to spell it without the H at that point. It was Hakeem Olajuwon. Remember, he added the
I always
H
mix
later.
Him up with the wrestler.
No, I know you. I know what you're saying. Okay, much more to talk about, including you want to give some accolades to some properties here on the Strip. We'll do that as well. We'll talk about some NFL season wins that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shout out to Drew Dinsick on the whole alt season win totals.
100%.
We'll delve into MLB alt totals as well. And then Spanky on pick sellers. And I think the big thing I want to talk about here is because I saw this tweet from you earlier. And a lot of people always have questions like this. Speaking of college basketball, when we have a 2.5 point spread like we do, to buy a half point or to not buy? You're the best guy to talk about this. Steve Fezzik right here. At Fezzik Sports, by the way, is his just absolutely ridiculous Twitter, which, again, tread lightly.
Must follow. Proceed with caution.
Must follow. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You ready to take your sports betting to a whole nother level? SharpLays at SharpLays.com is your secret weapon. Since 2011, they've been building trusted relationships with major sports books and sports insiders worldwide. They provide daily updates on what top pro sports bettors and betting groups are wagering on, so you're always ahead of the game. But that's not all. They just launched a cutting-edge AI betting analyst that provides even more selections and reports, giving you the edge you need to win. The best part, you can check out the SharpLays free content anytime, get real-time betting action reports, alerts, and more through email and X directly from the pros, plus explore all their records, including detailed online logs, right on the website at SharpLays.com. And with the SharpLays, you're joining a team that's never had a losing year. What do you have to lose? Start today. Get access to the best betting insights at SharpLays.com. Skill Alexander, it's a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. I'd read more of your tweets, but it's like main, like 25 main tweets. And, you know, we've already got accused of being too bougie today. Joe Pita's baseball plays. Can I interest you in that? Is that something you might be interested in?
Yes, sir.
Joe Pita's baseball plays, who, by the way, Joe, on the show, 9-6 plus 2.83 units. He was on fire. Then he had a 1-3 day where he would have been 4-0 if he had played him first five. Look at you, ready to pounce.
By the way, Trading Bases is the book that Joe Pita wrote about betting baseball, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, there you go. About him modeling baseball during his convalescence from getting hit by an ambulance in New York City.
We have a Joe Theismann moment here.
That's correct. All right, his three baseball plays today. Ready? He's on the Padres. Padres plus 148. Pick number one from Joe. Padres plus 148. Padres trying to go to 8-0 They're at the Cubs at Wrigley tonight. They are a plus 142.
Don't forget about the 42 degrees for the kids from the Beach City, though.
Okay. By the way, that's a day game at Wrigley. I have no idea what Stevie's doing. Day game at Wrigley.
It's cold.
Padres plus 148. Yeah, it's cold there. He's on the Mariners, plus 135. Seattle Mariners today, plus 135. Taking on the San Francisco Giants at Oracle in the Bay. Talk about cold. Friday night in the Bay. So he's on the Mariners there, plus 136. And then Brewers, slight favorite. Brewers are minus 108 today, are the Milwaukee Brewers. They're taking on the, well, it's escaping me now, who the Brewers are playing. Who are the Brewers playing?
They're playing the Reds,
the Reds
again?
They're hosting the Reds.
The Reds have lost three straight games, 1-0. Has that ever happened? How is that possible?
I'm sure it has, but hasn't happened four in a row is the question.
I mean, that's...
yeah.
Got to be like a once in a generation type of situation.
Brewers are hosting the Reds today. Is that correct? At American Family Field there in Milwaukee. So it's a little higher than what Joe got it at, but still playable, I would think, at minus 115. So Padres, Mariners, Brewers from Mr. Pita, who, by the way, also texted in because we brought up the Pepperdine NC State game from 1983. He said NC State Pepperdine, coached by Jim Herrick, by the way, at the time, Pepperdine was the last Friday night double overtime game. It was the last Friday night game. It was a double overtime game. And there was no three-point line, remember, back then for that incredible comeback, even though there was a three-pointer in the ACC that year, which was like 15 feet away. True story. Yeah, the ACC, if I can interpret this, I'm doing it off the top of my head, so I might not be accurate, but there was a conference or two that implemented the three-point line before it was made national.
And there are guys like Wittenberg that just went nuts because they loved that shot. Yes.
Derek Wittenberg from DeMatha. All those NC State guys were from D.C. Okay, let's continue with the Fezzik follies. First of all, let's do the Vegas part of this. You wanted to... and I don't know what inspired this, but you want to talk about the best places to stay.
Yeah.
Vegas.
So Vegas has gotten more expensive and people are down in Vegas. You know, it's still a great place to go. And if you love sports and you're an adult, you don't have kids and you love partying, you know, Circa is the place to stay. Every time I run into Bill 80 on a Friday night and he's like, you know, the Legacy Club's open, Stevie. And I got my work to do like Dr. Bob, but I'm not as diligent as Dr. Bob. So, I've gone up to that Legacy Club, and especially in summertime, Friday nights, the plaza has fireworks at dusk. There's no better place to be than having an old-fashioned up at the Legacy Club, watching the fireworks from outside. But just Circa Swim, Barry's, the best sports book in the world. It's just incredible.
Give the South Point its flowers, as the kids say.
All right. So if you are driving and you have a car because you're off the strip, South Point is such a great option. They got everything from Michael's world-class restaurant to like a bevy of different restaurants. And we were just at the South Point Buffet. It was quite good. And just across the board, bowling and arcades and something for the kids. And there's always something going on, you know, in their arena. And they really, blackjack pays 3-2, reasonable limits. And the place is always packed. It's like old school Las Vegas. Give someone good bourbon, good gamble, good value, and they'll come. Free parking. South Point does it great.
Look at you. And you're absolutely right about all that. And because it's a bougie Friday here on the show, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Wynn.
Oh, my gosh. So if budget is no concern,
that's right,
you're on corporate budget and you can stay at Wynn or Encore. What a great job they do in their poker room and in their sports book, that boutique sports book. And I got to tell you, that sports book, we're always negative about people. They treat me right. I have done a couple angle shoots before.
No. You?
And they've just been like, Steve, can't have you doing that anymore. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And that we just had one come up, and Doug Castaneda and his whole crew over there, so good. And Johnny Vello did a great job, you know, when he was managing the book, and it's continued. And I got to tell you, Delilah's, that supper club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but Wing Lee, every restaurant they have, Allegro's, just tremendous. It raises my spirits just to walk into the place. Great parking across the board. Love the way.
Wynn Encore, the only two hotels where I still feel like I'm on vacation, even though I've lived here for 8 years. Okay. Kelly and I were doing NFL season win totals this week, yesterday primarily. You have three that you love.
Yeah, let's go. So I purposely have a bias because if you add up the Every team plays 17 games, so the average should be 8.5, but it's typically like 8.6. So there's value. People want to bet overs, not unders. So there's more value in unders than overs. So I intentionally picked three unders that I like. Let's start with the Ken.
If you add up the entire pool of season wins, it exceeds the total amount of wins that is actually possible.
Correct. And you could get ties.
Yes.
And people once asked, does a tie count half a win? And I'm like, no, it's a tie. It counts as zero wins.
So the market is shaded slightly to the over.
So it turns out if you bet every single team, if you shopped and bet every team under, you'd actually be a favorite to make money.
Yeah.
So first under, Kansas City Chiefs, 11.5. I know they won every game last year. I get it. But their point differential was lousy. Like, it was like they outscored their opponents only by 60. So the Pythagorean points guys are going to say, hey, last year they only won 12 and they're not going to be as good this year. Kelsey's a year older. I see Kansas City winning 10 games under 11.5.
Okay. It's an under fest. You have a couple more unders.
Yeah. Let's go Seattle under 8.5. What are we doing here? So last year, Seattle was supposed to win 8 games. They won 10, but their point differential was real close to zero. And now, at best, it's a lateral move at quarterback where they get rid of Geno Smith and they bring in Darnold. But even if those two are equivalent, I don't believe they are. I think Geno's just a little bit better. I mean, it's a brand new situation for Darnold. Good luck. I don't think he's going to be thrown to JJ this year. And Seattle just lost, you know, a stud wide receiver. So Seattle under 8.5 wins.
Patriots under 8.5 as well.
Where is this number coming from? I get it. Upgrade at coach. Young quarterbacks looking good. They're going to be better. Yeah, they won 4 games last year. We'll give them 7. The Patriots suddenly going to win 10 games? I mean, under 8.5.
Okay. And the reason, just to clarify, the reason that you and pro bettors still love betting season win totals pre-flop is,
if I'm right, I'm very likely to win because I don't have to worry about any one play or game or situation. And obviously, in football, the sample size is only 17. But in baseball, it's 162. So if you're directionally correct about a team and you go ahead and identify it in retrospect, like the Reds to go under, who can't hit a lick, the little red machine that can't hit, get those guys torpedo bats. If you're directionally correct, you can't lose. You know, you're going to win your bet.
Yeah, as I say all the time with baseball, 162 data points, you can overcome negative variance, even if you're wrong for a month, if your handicap is good.
Exactly right.
And so what about the alts in the NFL, which we always give our buddy Drew Dinsick a shout about, because he was sort of the first guy to talk about the alts in NFL and MLB.
Yeah, love that Drew came out and said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and sell a game, basically. So if a team, like with Kansas City, instead of playing them under 11.5, Drew would play them under 10.5 plus like 230. Yeah. All right. Why is he getting such a great number? Well, it's because the bookmakers are using like the binomial distribution, danger, warning, math coming. But it turns out that if you just plug in a team's binomial distribution, they should land on the number about 18% of the time. It's a shockingly high number. So that would say, oh, 68% of the time, if you get an extra game, you're going to win your bet. But the binomial distribution is wrong for several reasons, including your anchor preflop number may not be correct and injuries, changes to the team over the course of the season. You cannot use a binomial distribution to properly price all this.
Whenever you say binomial distribution, I just see the ratings soar in front of my eyes. It's amazing.
The conclusion is that it's there's a wider tail to the distributions than you would expect.
Just bringing people into the tent is what you're doing, Stevie.
$60 fine.
To buy the half point in the Florida game or not, next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa, Skill Alexander. Let's do our G-Bank official best bets of the day. G-Bank, the official bank of Visa. Every host, every guest, every show, recapping at the end of every show with all the picks, courtesy of G-Bank. First of all, mine, Duke -4.5 versus Houston. And then Dr. Bob rolls on in here with everybody else is like, Houston +5.5. Well, we could both be winners at 5.
Middle in the middle.
But I don't like being Oppo Dr. Bob. So I'm on Duke. We got that early in the week. And the Warriors to win the West +775. Also Mark Daigneault, of course, to win Coach of the Year at 50-1. But that is not listed. Kelly is on the Bulls tonight, laying the points in the association. He too made a Duke bet earlier in the week, -4.5 versus Houston. NFL draft, he's got NFL draft fever. He's done first round quarterbacks over 2.5, -300. First round running backs under 2.5, -310. He is not shy about laying the juice. And Teteroa McMillan under 18.5 draft position at -190. The standout wideout from Arizona. Steve Fezzik, he's parlaying Houston and the under. Houston and the under in college hoops. In the national semifinal against Duke, a correlated parlay, and then three NFL season win totals. Chiefs under 11.5, Patriots under 8.5, Seahawks under 8.5. Also, Chris Felica next. Am I correct in guessing who's next? No, Dallin Cuff. He had two plays on both dogs in Final Four. Auburn +2.5 against Florida. Houston +5.5 against Duke. It's a Houston train from our guests. Adam Burke, Nationals, D-backs, first five over 4.5 runs today. And then in the national semifinals, the Final Four tomorrow, Auburn on the money line versus Florida +133, Duke laying 5 for Adam Burke. Here is Chris Felica with his plethora of picks. Final Four, Houston +5.5 versus Duke. Florida team total over 81.5 in their national semi. Soccer, Everton double chance -105 versus Arsenal. That's tomorrow. And then in the Gazelle Stakes, Aqueduct race number 9, the number 4 horse early on at 6-1. I'm sure you've already bet that, Steve.
Already down.
Then his futures. Braves to miss the playoffs at +180 after their 0-7 start. Rockies to have the worst regular season record +150. And then three NFL draft bets, all positional plays. Jackson Dart under 24.5. By the way, that means he will be drafted before the 25th pick in the draft, I should say. Ashton Gentry over 9.5, meaning he will be drafted after the 9th pick in the draft. And Colston Loveland under 19.5 draft position from the Bear. Dr. Bob, Houston +5 versus Duke in the Final Four. And Joe Pita, not pictured on the screen today, but Joe Pita with his baseball plays. He's on the Padres +148. Try to go into 8-0, Mariners +135, and then he's on the Brew Crew -115 in their game in Major League Baseball. Is that all? Is that all we got today? I think that's it. All of them. GBank, the official bank of VSiN, all courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. And don't forget, with GBank, there's always good things happening, including upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new GBank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jason Stark. Mystic Pizza is Connecticut, which also has the superior lobster roll to Maine because it's hot butter, not cold mayo.
Same region.
Get your Mystic Pizza right. Matt Trudell, or Matt Trudel. If you make it to Maine, look me up. Free lake tour on Sebago Lake for the day for you and your guests. Yes, Kelly, we will have bourbon sangria and bikinis. DJ Jams, can you ask Fez a question? If I were to make a 5, 10, 15, 20 leg parlay to win $500,000, how would I do it? Am I asking for a friend? Michael Wozatek, did I miss Joe Pita's MLB plays? Yes, but I hope you got them just moments ago. Ray Tuttle, it's the easiest under in the league, talking about the Giants in football. Giants have a massive downgrade at quarterback and a brutal schedule. Absolute miracle if they win 4 games, he says. Oh, as to your question about when was the last time the Reds, I assume he means the Reds, lost 3 straight 1-0 games? According to Russell Smith, it happened in 1960 against the Phillies. Or maybe it happened to the Phillies. I'm not clear by the tweet. And then Rich Copro, Steve forgot to mention this little tidbit, all seats are free at the South Point, which is one of the reasons why he won't set foot anywhere else.
And to answer the question about the 10-team parlay, South Point has an excellent parlay card. Ties win, so take the 10 best numbers on the board. Go on over and play a 10-team parlay during football season with the, if the line's +6.5, play +7, ties win in the NFL. Tell them I sent you.
Last thing about the alternative season win totals, MLB.
So MLB circa Jeff Benson's crack crew put up alternative MLB season wins,
which
where
is
they
great.
Plus or minus 6 games. And it turns out, all things being equal, it's the opposite of football. In football, you want to sell a game. In baseball, you actually want to buy the game. So if you like Cleveland, famously, Are you on the under? No, you're on the
under.
Under. So instead of playing under 81.5, play Cleveland under 87.5 minus 250 is the superior bet.
I played a little under 87.5 as well.
That, my man, is a winner.
Thank you very much. Okay, college basketball. We happen to have a 2.5-point spread this weekend. So this falls right into something you were tweeting about, which I don't think you necessarily made the correlation that there was a game that was lined to 2.5 this weekend. Buying on to the three, correct or incorrect?
It all depends. So I've been, my friend Billy, I love Crackman, and he's been, you know, a proponent of it. Alan Boston famously says, you know, 2, 3, and 5 to do the buy. And I've been the guy's like, where's the data? Show me the data. I keep tweeting unabated. They're blowing me off. I don't know why, but
I can't imagine.
Carl
why,
Sack to the rescue. Killersports.com provides the data. It turns out that if it lands on 3, 4.5% of the time or more, all right, you should buy the half point.
Say that again.
If a game, a favorite is favored by 3 or within a half of it, if they are going to win by 3, 4.5% of the time or more, the buy for 10 cents is correct. So it turns out it's really close. It's a close call. Early in the year, these favorites win by a little less than 4.5%, but late in the year, they win by a little more than 4.5%, such that all things being equal, given you are already going to bet plus 2.5, then you should indeed plus 3 lay $1.20 is a slightly decimal points superior bet. However, the total on this game is 159.5.
Yes, that's the next question.
And so the lower the total, the more valuable this point buy is. So to answer the question, it's really too close to call, but I don't believe it's justified in this case.
Because the total is so high. What about that little detail you mentioned here, that early in the year, it's less than the percentage you gave, but later in the year, it's a little higher than the percentage that it would need to hit exactly on 3 to justify it. Is there anything to that intuitively?
Yes.
Why that happens?
Yes, because we're really not sure about the power ratings on teams. So there's some teams that are flawed with their power ratings, but by the end of the year, we have a high level of confidence in all of our power ratings, and so the there'll be less variance in the results.
That is very interesting, very actionable information on that. Did you want to mention anything about Spakey here and his take on, because I know you sell picks and you wanted to say something.
Yeah, so Spakey does a great job with Bet Bash and all that he does. He made a statement that was in general correct, and he said, and I'm toning it down a little bit, he says never buy sports betting picks from anybody. And I actually, in general, I agree to that as just a piece of advice. Never get involved in a land war in Asia, things like that, you know. But there's always exceptions to the rule. Maybe there isn't in that case. Yeah. And like, so I'll talk about like Dr. Bob. I'll talk about Carl Sack. I mean,
yes,
I don't want to like be negative about Spanky, but Spanky is a Dumbo to say you shouldn't buy Dr. Bob, and Spanky is a Dumbo to say you shouldn't buy Carl Sack.
Well, you didn't have to call him a name, but I understand what you're saying.
And if you're betting $20 a game or $80 a game, you shouldn't buy. But if you're a big bettor, these are guys you should absolutely have their information to assist you to winning.
I think even if Spanky were here, I think he would say, yeah, no, those two guys, you're right. I think he would probably say that.
And I know for a fact Spanky has bought guys. So he's like, yeah, he certainly did. But what he said in general is correct. But there's like, I could, off the top of my head, I could give you 20 guys that absolutely, you don't think having their information, let's say you could get it for free. Let's say you could get it for $1. All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's going to help me win more to have that information in my back pocket.
Carl Sack, I said this when he was on air earlier this week, he is the one guy in the one sport that I will play his stuff no matter what. Honestly, I totally will, because I have witnessed his plays over more than a decade, and it's just incredible how good he is at this stuff. And he gives Aaron Rinning a lot of credit, by the way. He's not the only one who's great at it, but he's
guy. You don't think it's going to benefit you to have Aaron Rinning's plays? Of course it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I think Spanky would absolutely agree with you. There are exceptions to every rule, but I
never say always.
Okay. All right.
Oops. Yeah. Never
Fezzik.
Say never.
A little bit of Twitter Fez just bled onto the show there.
Uh-oh.
That's a preview of his Twitter at Fezzik Sports.
I haven't cursed yet, but I got 10 seconds, maybe.
Try to resist. Bob started trending that way, by the way. We had to pair him back. All you guys, potty mouths. Binomial distributions and potty mouths. Stormy is next. Money Moves. Enjoy. Keith Irizarry. Keith Irizarry is our co-host today. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.